AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Justice will be served.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced a new development in the case of a man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at pro-Israel demonstrators in Boulder, Colorado.
Today, the Department of Homeland Security and ICE are taking the family of suspected Boulder, Colorado terrorist and illegal alien Mohammed Soleiman into ICE custody.
12 people were injured. Soleiman told authorities that no one, including his family, knew about his plans. A high school volleyball team in Massachusetts is asking fans to wear white to their match tonight to show support for a teammate who's been detained by federal immigration authorities. Marcelo Gomes da Silva, a junior born in Brazil, was detained by immigration agents Saturday on his way to volleyball practice. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons says agents were looking for the teenager's father, who owns the car Gomes da Silva was driving at the time. On Capitol Hill, Education Secretary Linda McMahon responded after being told by a senator calls for Harvard University to end its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs while also demanding new viewpoint diversity in hiring and admissions is totally contradictory.
The diversity programs that we've asked and demanded to be eliminated were the DEI, where they were those programs actually were pitting one group against another.
McMahon said viewpoint diversity is an exchange of ideas that's actually better. She cited surveys finding few Harvard professors identify as conservative. The Trump administration announced it will revoke guidance to the nation's hospitals that directed them to provide emergency abortions to women when they're necessary to stabilize their medical condition. A source tells the AP the New York Knicks have fired coach Tom Thibodeau. The Knicks were eliminated from the Eastern Conference Finals Saturday night. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. The iconic Goodyear airships are taking a victory lap over Akron, Ohio.
To celebrate the 100th anniversary of the inaugural flight of Goodyear's first branded blimp, known as Pilgrim, which took flight on June 3, 1925. The airships have since become one of the most lasting and iconic corporate brand assets in the world. Resident Noah Fried-Fendak.
If you know Goodyear, like, the first thing that comes to my mind is always the blimp. And, like, that's kind of what they think. Like, Goodyear, you think of the blimp, right? Not tires, the blimp.
The blimp has undergone some changes over the years, including a move to a semi-rigid airship. In 2017, Goodyear's historian Eddie Ogden explained why people still refer to it as the blimp.
It is a semi-rigid airship, but to say Goodyear semi-rigid new technology airship just doesn't roll off the tongue quite the same way as saying Goodyear blimp.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.